U.S. blocks Chinese EVs entering from Canada. The United States has taken a firm stance on its borders, announcing that it will not allow Chinese-made electric vehicles entering Canada to cross into its market. This decision comes after the U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Pete Hoekstra, made a statement regarding the matter. According to Hoekstra, vehicles imported from China into Canada would be blocked from entering the U.S., regardless of Ottawa's recent decision to ease tariffs on those models. The reasoning behind this move is rooted in national security concerns, particularly with regards to data collection and transmission in connected vehicles. The U.S. has already implemented restrictions on vehicles using certain Chinese and Russian technology, but Hoekstra did not provide further details on how enforcing such a move at the border would be carried out. Despite Canada's recent decision to reduce tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, allowing up to 49,000 vehicles into the country over a 12-month period, the U.S. has chosen to maintain its stance. In return for this agreement, China agreed to lower tariffs on Canadian agricultural exports, including canola and lobster. Canada had previously imposed a 100% tariff on Chinese EVs, in line with U.S. policy at the time. However, the recent decision by Prime Minister Mark Carney to reduce these tariffs has led to this new development. The implications of this move are significant, particularly for the automotive industry. Hoekstra also addressed concerns about Canada's role in U.S. auto trade, pointing out that vehicles produced in Canada often contain a high percentage of U.S.-made parts. He noted that cars coming into the U.S. are typically 50% or 75% U.S. content. This stance by the U.S. has sparked debate among us, with some questioning the effectiveness of this approach. However, Hoekstra's comments suggest that the U.S. is committed to protecting its national security interests. The decision to block Chinese EVs from entering the U.S. via Canada highlights the growing tensions between the two countries in the automotive sector. As trade agreements continue to evolve, it remains to be seen how this move will impact the global market for electric vehicles. Furthermore, this development underscores the importance of considering data security and intellectual property protection when engaging in international trade. The U.S. has taken a proactive approach to addressing these concerns, even if it means taking a more restrictive stance on certain imports. Ultimately, the decision by the U.S. to block Chinese EVs from entering through Canada will have far-reaching implications for the automotive industry. As the demand for electric vehicles continues to grow, it is likely that this issue will remain at the forefront of trade negotiations in the coming months.